What's going on, everybody? Secret to Flight podcast. We're getting into the middle of January 2024 right now, so just going to talk a little bit about the beginning of the year and what's been going on. But you know, what's been on my mind this week, and what, you know, the Friday thoughts that came out last week talked about was a little Instagram reel that a friend of mine sent me on Instagram. And what I recently did with Instagram and Facebook on my phone is I limited the time on there. So I only did 5 minutes a day on each. And it's been absolutely fucking fantastic. Screen time went way down. That's, you know, but that's a whole nother talk right there. But so I only get 5 minutes a day on Instagram on my phone to check my messages in there. Because, you know, I have some conversations with old friends from high school and this and that. So it's whenever I go in there now, I just go directly to the messages thing. No doom scrolling. And it's been awesome. But friend Todd sent me a short little video of Dana White. And Dana, the message in the video was basically Dana talking about how real manifesting something is into reality, manifesting a vision or a dream and making it reality. And he went on to talk about all of these, you know, how he has hundreds of examples of this in his career, of not only himself, but watching these young, no-name fighters from shitty areas of town have a dream and fully committing their life to that dream, pinning their ears back and having extreme focus on that one thing, and how he saw it come true for these people over and over again, right? So when I hear that message, it just resonates with me that anyone who's gotten to that type of level, whether it's a professional athlete or someone in business, or someone that has a fantastic family, kind of way above average, they don't get there by chance, right? None of that is given to them. You don't just one day decide you want to be a UFC fighter and kind of, you know, dance around and do whatever training programs and end up winning a belt, right? It doesn't happen. These people at the highest level of business and athletics have already seen themselves either wearing the belt or having that, or have being that level business or doing whatever you want to do. They've seen it in their mind hundreds and hundreds of times over again. And it's cool to hear that message from someone at a level that Dana White's at, right? Is it goes back to who are you taking your advice from in life? I've had lots of people in my life don't really live intentionality and think what we do at what we used to do at Yellowbird and what we do now at Flight is a little bit silly, right? We're talking about our lives 25 years from now, trying to set goals and live with intentionality. It's whatever, just go with the flow, right? And that's fine. And it's fine if that's the life you want, that you can take that advice from those people that live that way, because, you know, 95% of the world does live that way, of just kind of going day by day and no real planning and no real manifesting of the future. But if you want to level up above average and you truly want something out of life, who are you going to take advice from? The person that just kind of lives an average life, fights with his wife, bitches about their kids, bitches about work? Or are you going to take advice from somebody like Dana White and these people that have really hit the pinnacle of what people can do, right? And the message is clear from anyone that's ever hit that sort of level of success. The message is, in order to hit that level of success, it does not happen without intention, without manifesting it, without actually setting goals to do it. So I used to be, you know, I used to fall victim to this because I'd listen to people and I'd value other people's opinions more than my own and be like, yeah, I guess this is life. I'll just keep my head down and work hard. And, you know, the excuse for those people and that they make for themselves is that, you know, everyone else just got lucky, right? They got lucky. I wasn't born, you know, this super athlete, or I wasn't born, you know, my parents gave me $50 million to go start a business or whatever it is. And they use that as excuse. And a lot of those people too are very like science backed people, right? I'm not a religious person. I consider myself a spiritual person, but these people are incredibly science and fact driven, right? Did you know that 9 out of 10 businesses that you start up fail? Do you know what the chances are scientifically of go playing in the NFL or going over and playing for the Premier League soccer in Europe? Do you know how small your chances are? And yes, of course your fucking chances are small, right? Like, of course all the numbers and all the odds are going to be against you if you're trying to do something great, because most people don't step up and try to do something great. So it was a great revelation for me when I realized that, listen, these people at the very top performance across society, it is not an accident that they're there. They have manifested these lives. They've made it happen for themselves. It's not something that happened to them. They take it and they grab it by the balls and make it happen. And it was just a great little video. You know, I'm a fan of Dana White, super aggressive dude. But very his insights, it's just interesting to hear like someone like Dana White say that. And it's also the same in, like, you know, kind of spiritual leaders and different people across these segments who have had success. It's all the common theme that life is not all about science and logic, right? Life is much more about being in the flow of it and having faith and bending it to your will. And it was just a great video, just once again, a great lesson. What's going on with flight this week? I know, you know, another great week. I know I'm talking a lot about how positive everything is. I swear to you, I will let you know when bad things happen, but another week of incredible progress for construction. You know, if I have to bitch about one thing, it's just the city and permitting has been absolutely fucking brutal. But it's kind of outside our control. But that's the only thing that's kind of giving me heartburn, is making sure these permits are set up to get our starts. But everything is rolling great. We made 2 new hires this week, which will round out our team, you know, up until this summer. We have someone starting end of this month, and, you know, bringing 2 other people on, committing to come on this week, really strengthens out the construction department and makes us strong over there. Huge progress on the infrastructure side, huge progress at Sage. We had a great call the other day with this company, this Indian developer that's helping us link Sage to Salesforce. We got job postings out there on Upwork to come and help. You know, we need a developer to just kind of work with us on our Salesforce, and we've done it before and we'll do it again. And it's just very encouraging to watch the progress in infrastructure and everything happening there. So another fantastic week here. The team seems cohesive, and we're super aligned on where we're going. So we are manifesting coming out of nowhere in this building space and being a large player within the next couple of years, and I have no doubt in my mind and full faith that it will happen. So anyone listening, just, you know, have that full faith in yourself as well, that you can, you know, don't listen to the haters, don't listen to the people that are trying to bring you down. Stick to being authentically you and know that you can accomplish anything that you manifest into reality. Yeah. Thank you for listening. And we'll talk to you next week.